This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Very sad to report that Darren Brown, the hypnotist and linguist, or influence master, has gone globalist. He now has a Netflix special that, of course, everything Netflix funds has to have a globalism kind of slant to it. It all has to be, you know, pro-illegal aliens or anti-Trump or pro-LGBT or whatever. Netflix has become a propaganda center for our world. And Darren Brown, sadly, has been sucked into this. His latest special, called Sacrifice, is a fraud. And I'm going to explain exactly why here. So thank you for joining me. Mike Adams here. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Now, Darren Brown, in case you don't know, I think it's spelled D-E-R-R-E-N. I believe that's correct. Darren Brown. He's a British hypnotist, an influence person, and he's well-schooled in neurolinguistic programming, hypnosis, you know, suggestibility of the public. He's very experienced. He's been doing this for over 20 years, and he's quite good at it. He's a master at it, actually. And he's had many specials before that I've talked about and even promoted before. In one special, he managed to convince people through social engineering to toss an individual off the top of a building, believing that they would plunge to their deaths. Now, that was an astonishing show. And that's all Darren Brown's work. And he showed that, yes, under the right circumstances, many people can be influenced to kill someone else. But his new special, sadly, his new special called Sacrifice, is a fraud. It's a contrived setup where they find an individual who they say is, well, they sort of imply that he's racist, even though he's just sort of mildly, he's mildly pro protecting America's borders. He doesn't want America to be invaded by illegals who come into the country and collect entitlements and vote in our elections. You know, I mean, this is a common sense idea that every nation must be able to protect its borders. You know, Japan protects its borders. Mexico protects its borders. All over the world, most countries protect their borders, including China, for example. But this show is trying to convince people that border protection is evil and that you could be a hero if you welcome illegal immigrants into America. Yes, Darren Brown has now been recruited to be a globalist propagandist. And it's actually even worse than that. He's actually using his influence skills now to hypnotize the viewers of the show, not just as entertainment, demonstrating his abilities within the show. I'll explain that in a second as well. Darren Brown has gone to really meta level mass hypnosis, parading around as entertainment. That's, again, it's kind of brilliant, but it's also quite sinister. And he's not fooling many of us, and that's why I'm recording this podcast. But in the show, Sacrifice, the idea was to find somebody who's kind of racist. You know, of course, they picked a white guy because the globalist narrative is that only white people can be racist. And then they have this white guy basically hypnotized and anchored with a sound that is associated with a motivation and a willingness to take action and have courage. It's just pretty much straight up hypnosis. It's not complicated stuff. But then at the end of, or the conclusion of it, they trap him in a scenario that he thinks is real, but it's actually staged. And it involves many, many actors. And it's a scenario where he's caught out in the Nevada desert with a biker gang. And he's in the pickup truck of this biker gang. And I'm not going to describe all the details of how they got him there, but it's all contrived. They put him in this situation really against his will and against his knowledge. And then the biker gang threatens to shoot this Mexican guy who's an illegal immigrant. It's actually two Mexican guys that had knocked over the biker gang's motorcycles. And the question was, the question posed to the audience for this whole show was, could this guy, this white guy who, you know, slightly racist white guy, could he be programmed, hypnotized to take a bullet for an illegal alien? And then at the end of this episode, spoiler alert, he does. He gets out of the truck when these bikers are threatening to shoot the illegal alien Mexican guy. This slightly racist white guy gets out of the truck and he jumps in front of the Mexican guy and says, "No, don't shoot him, don't shoot him." And he, quote, takes a bullet. Obviously, it's not a real bullet. They had a squib implanted in a jacket on this guy. And so the guy thinks he's shot. But of course, it's all theater. Now, here's why this is completely fraudulent. In truth, any normal, moral, ethical person would have done the same thing without programming, without hypnosis. In fact, the entire first 75% of this episode from Darren Brown is nonsense. It's just theater for the viewer. It's not even necessary, because a normal, ethical person would have done the same thing anyway. In other words, it's all BS. It doesn't prove anything to have a guy try to stop someone from shooting someone else. I mean, I would have done the same thing. I would say most Christians would have done the same thing. They would have jumped in front of the illegal and tried to stop the shooting. Again, most upstanding citizens would have done that. But now, leftists, i.e. liberals and Democrats, they're all unethical. They have no morals. They have no inner voice. They don't believe in the sanctity of life, which is why they're all pro-abortion. They love killing babies. They don't mind killing babies. They celebrate abortion. They wear, like, "I had an abortion" t-shirts around because they love it so much. They don't value life at all. So they wouldn't have jumped in front of the illegal at all. But interestingly, more right-wing people who have ethics, who tend to be Christian, who have morals, they are the ones who would have done so anyway. They would have tried to stop the shooting anyway. And the other thing is, there are a lot of people who are conservatives who carry concealed weapons in America, especially in places like Nevada, which is where this took place. And I'm one of those people who carries a concealed firearm at all times. And had I been put in that situation, had I thought it was real, you know, I might have tactically engaged the shooter. I might have shot him with a real bullet, which brings up the whole point of Darren Brown putting these people at risk in very dangerous situations where he's going to get somebody killed. So not only was the very premise of this show fraudulent, i.e. you don't need to hypnotize somebody to do the right thing if they're already a good person anyway, which, again, most Christians, most conservatives are good people. But secondly, he's putting people in danger. He could have got somebody killed. How does he know that this white guy didn't have a concealed carry firearm? You know, how does he know that the trauma caused by this man apparently being shot isn't some life-damaging trauma? He harmed, or he could have potentially harmed the guy. Maybe he has. The guy might be scarred for life. I mean, it is an extraordinary, I mean, you can imagine the stress of the situation, the cortisol, the hormones, the immunosuppression that happens when you're in a stressful situation. You think you've been shot. He put somebody through that in order to attack America. This is the evil and the fraud that Darren Brown has sadly become, because he's a very intelligent individual. He's very capable, but now he's turned to the dark side, and he's now exploiting human beings and putting them through hell in order to prove his fraudulent point that claims, oh, he's a master hypnotist and he can make somebody take a bullet for somebody else. No, most of us would do that anyway. But again, leftists don't understand that because they don't have any morals. They don't have any ethics. They never do the right thing. They go out of their way to do the wrong thing. You know, like this Beto O'Rourke candidate in Texas. You know, he's spam texting many, many cell phones across Texas. There was an article at Gateway Pundit recently, and I know people who've received spam texts from Beto. It's illegal. It's a violation of law, but Democrats are doing it. Why? Because they can get away with it. Because they have no ethics. They don't care. To leftists, all they want is power. They don't care how they get power. They'll violate rules. They'll use people, exploit people, just like Darren Brown exploited this guy. And Netflix, of course, would only fund this if it had a globalist narrative that Darren Brown has agreed to now be part of. So he's now a hypnosis propagandist for the globalists. But the worst part of all this is that Darren Brown's special was never intended to show the hypnosis of the slightly racist white guy in the first place. Again, all the hypnosis and everything, that was just a cover story. Again, an honest person would have done that anyway, an ethical person. This show was all about hypnotizing the viewers, the millions of viewers on Netflix who will probably watch this special. It's about hypnotizing them into believing certain things, such as, all white people are racist, or that all illegal immigrants are good people. That's blatantly false. Many illegal immigrants are murderers, rapists, they're violent criminals, they violate law, they drive around places like Texas, where I live, they drive without driver's licenses, without insurance, and they collide with people all the time. They cause all kinds of traffic accidents, and all the local people will tell you that. Most of us have been hit by illegal aliens, myself included, rear-ended my vehicle by an illegal alien, you know, just... These people, they follow no laws, no rules. They think they're immune to everything. They think they don't have to abide by immigration rules. They are really a scourge on our society. They're not these beautiful angels that the globalists want us to believe. Not at all. But the other thing is that Darren Brown then shapes viewers into believing that as soon as the white man turns around and protects the illegal alien, that he's a hero. That's the message of the show, that if you protect illegal aliens, you're a hero. He's hypnotizing the viewers. And so really, Darren Brown is laughing to himself because the joke is on the viewers, because most viewers don't have the high-level meta-analysis that I'm giving you right here. You know, I mean, most people don't know when they're being influenced. That's why advertising works. You know, that's why the fake news media, i.e. New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, that's why fake news media works on people, because people don't know when they're being influenced. They haven't studied influence. They haven't studied neurolinguistic programming or suggestive language or all these other things, anchoring, all these other skills of pacing, you know, verbal pacing and leading, things like that. So they don't know when they're being influenced. The truth is the entire show, the viewers are the guinea pigs, not the white guy on your screen. You are the guinea pig if you're watching this, and you are being hypnotized by Darren Brown with a very toxic, very dangerous message that is intended to overrun the United States of America with illegal aliens who will destroy the American culture. They will destroy our constitutional republic. And I know this because I've lived in South America. I lived in Ecuador for 2 years. I had many, many friends. I speak Spanish, many friends in that area. I know people. I have observed culture. I've traveled throughout Central and South America quite extensively, and I've covered extensively what's happening in Venezuela. And I know that Central and South Americans, they demand socialism and communism. I could get into another podcast with the cultural reasons why that is, but they demand to be taken care of by a government, so they vote for socialism and communism. And that is the antithesis of what America was founded on, which is individual liberty, a merit-based society where individuals are responsible for their own lives and they reap the rewards of their own action, or they suffer the consequences of inaction or being lazy or not wanting to work. And sadly, America is becoming a society more and more based on the radical left and mass illegal immigration, where a very large percentage of the population live as economic parasites on the system. They don't want to work. They just want free stuff. And the politicians on the left are promising free stuff to everyone. Just endless entitlements. California is now offering unlimited free health care for all illegals. This is on the drawing board. It's not yet a law, but this is what it wants to push, which would bring in a wave of diseased migrants from all over the world to come into California and take advantage of, quote, free healthcare, which of course would bankrupt California very, very rapidly. We're talking trillions of dollars in costs to cover the healthcare expenses of, you know, every migrant in Central and South America who has cancer, for example, or who has diabetes, for example. And another important point in all of this is the very reason that cancer and diabetes and heart disease are on the rise in Central and South America is because American corporations have been invading these countries with their toxic products. And I saw this down there too. I studied the indigenous diets of local people who lived in Ecuador and Peru and Colombia and other countries. The indigenous diets are diets that create health. It is the American diet, sort of the exported processed food and processed or toxic medicine, the pharmaceuticals, the personal care products, the laundry detergent, full of toxic chemicals, plus the toxic processed food. As this has been exported to Central and South America, it has created a wave of cancer and disease. I know this because my wife and I ran a free clinic on weekends in Ecuador. And during that free clinic, people would come in and they would get traditional Chinese medicine treatments from us. They would get acupuncture treatments, and we would barter with them just with fruit. They would usually just bring fresh fruit. It's really just sort of a token. We didn't really demand it. We just said, look, it's a free clinic, but it's sort of customary in Ecuador. They would bring oranges. They would bring, you know, bananas, or they would bring what? Sometimes mangoes, right? Sometimes a lot of papaya, for example. Cherimoya, even. You know, we had a lot of exotic fruits in Ecuador, which was awesome. But they would bring these items, and then we would treat people. And we saw the cancer. We saw people dying from cancer tumors. We saw the widespread use of toxic herbicides and pesticides. And we saw that people were trying to raise money to take Western drugs and to eat Western food. And that's why they were dying, and that's why they were sick. So, you know, there's so many issues here. And Darren Brown, sadly, I don't think has a very informed picture of actually what is happening. And why do migrants in Central and South America, why are they fleeing to America? It's because their own countries are collapsing, because they've chosen systems of government that lead to collapse and destitution, and that is socialism. So really, if we want to help all the people of the world, the bottom line, number one thing that we need to do is spread freedom and liberty and end socialism and communism. Economic liberty leads to abundance. And economic liberty has to be based on individual rights and individual liberties, which the left opposes. The best way to help all these migrants is to help them rebuild their own home countries based on liberty and freedom, not to try to take them all in and give them all free food and free healthcare and free housing and free cell phones. You can't raise enough money to cover all the costs of all the migrants in the world, because there are, you know, over a billion of them probably being formed now. And the solution is to help them build their own countries to a place of freedom and abundance so that they can stay home and enjoy their lives where they are. And that's the answer that Darren Brown dared not discuss. And that's the answer that Netflix won't let you think about, and that the UN doesn't want you to know about. The answer is liberty. Global liberty solves all of these problems almost by default. So there you go. The anti-hypnosis answer to Darren Brown's hypnotic propaganda. So check it all out. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcast at either healthrangerreport.com or check out real.video. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.